Mike, turn your games down.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 269 of Games My Mom Found. I am Mike Elberton, and who's just a bunch of glitches with me tonight?
This is Joe Butler, and if you go back and listen to the previous recordings, I'm going to have Mike replace the word darkness with data.
I guess you can call me Data Dominic then. Hello.
Welcome.
I'm not here for any of this. So, no data. No data. I don't want data. Hey, it's a menu.
Can you smell the data?
No, I will not smell the data. I will not taste the data. All I want is darkness.
I am the Let's Play Princess, Phoebe Stanton, and I think I can speak for all of us when I say, Namine, thank you.
Thank you, Namine. Thank you for bringing us this goddamn shit game. Thank you.
Hey, I didn't say that.
Already starting.
I didn't write this.
I'm here for the Discord, baby. I ain't here for anything else.
Emmanuel taking a sip of his morning coffee. This isn't darkness. This is data. Where am I?
Where can people find you at?
Oh, you can find me on the Overblood Facebook group. You can find me on Dissonant Waves, the podcast on YouTube. It's a music podcast. You check us out.
Phoebe, where can people find you at?
You can find me on Twitch and YouTube as the Let's Play Princess.
And Emmanuel?
Twitch.tv/CommanderLionheart.
All right. And we are here to talk about a game that apparently one of us did not want to talk about. Kingdom Hearts Recoded, which I have the wrong wiki pulled up, because I have coded, not recoded. Maybe it's the same year. Okay. This came out in 2008 for DS? Okay, I had the wrong wiki.
It's coded was the mobile version that came out in 2008. The DS version came out in 2011 in North America.
Yeah, because Japan was awesome enough to get like 8 episodes, a game that was released episodically.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Before gacha systems and everything else existed, Square Enix just gave out a game. Slowly but surely.
They didn't have to buy it?
You might have had to buy it, but there were no transactions about it.
My understanding was they had to be on pretty high-end mobile phones, so it was a limited audience that got a hold of Coded.
Something, something not selling well, something, something put on DS, something, something.
Well, I'm glad it's on DS, because otherwise I never would have played it.
Yeah.
So, because the only way to play this game still is the DS, because there is no, even though like all the cutscenes, which don't matter, are on the 2.5 version of this, but you can't play the game. The only way to play this game is to find the DS version or play the way I did it on a DS.
Yo ho, yo ho.
Like 358 over 2, it is just cast to the wayside.
Oh, this game developed by Square Enix at the time. That's all I can get because I can't find information. But
if this game was a living being, I would kill it and then crack its skull open and drink the knowledge. Because holy shit.
What knowledge?
The last like 30 minutes.
The last like hour of the cutscenes are surprisingly really well done.
And super important. It's hilarious.
But most of the game has no reason to exist.
No.
So I have a theory behind that.
Yes.
I stopped myself from making the joke.
So this technically came out in 2008, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What is the release date for Kingdom Hearts 1?
2002.
2002.
Okay, so this is stupidly a very soft reboot for the original Kingdom Hearts. I say that because I'm surprised we haven't gotten an actual remake of Kingdom Hearts 1, because this game does one thing that I didn't know it did, which has surprised me as well. Is that it also includes Pete, and it puts Pete in very important spots where he should have been in originally, but they didn't think that far ahead because they're assholes. So
something, something retcon, something, something, yada, yada.
Yeah, I'm waiting for them to do a full remake of Kingdom Hearts 1 and then like have them have Pete and other goofy shit in there and then have them be like, well, how do you get away with this? Oh, they forget everything when they go to Castle Oblivion, so it's fine. We'll leave it like
make
that.
Sure there's a retcon that there is no, even though they could no combat, only one Keyblade, get rid of that thing because that was changed.
Only one. Oh,
yeah. That is,
The version that we played was actually the new memories created by Castle Oblivion.
They were all lying to Sora and Riku. Come on, we've talked about this.
Oh, yeah, I know. I had to make the joke again.
By the way, this game gets like 30 times gayer too. I don't give a fuck who you are. The game gets...
Oh, dude, yeah. I originally had notes for this, and one of my notes was, can Riku and Sora just fuck already?
No, my favorite line, which no one told me was in this, and it made me laugh my ass off last night, and it took everything for me not to text you, Phoebe, because I wanted to save it for the podcast, is the sign where it goes, oh no, Riku, what's wrong, Sora? It's Riku. He's got bugs in him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that does happen.
Yeah, boyfriend's got bugs. What do you do? My boyfriend's got bugs.
Oh, God.
I love this game.
This is a bonkum yes, with a keyblade.
It plays kind of like regular Kingdom Hearts, like one. I mean, it's that same style without getting the story, which is like it's the same. Mostly when you start off, it plays like a regular Kingdom Hearts 1 game. I mean, you can jump, you action RPG type thing.
Except there are blocks everywhere.
That too. And it also, for the ability system, it copies kind of from Birth to Sleep, where you pick a few abilities and then they all have cooldowns, which I really appreciate.
Yeah, I actually, you know, played it last night. I played an hour of it.
No wonder you're so angry.
Got to Traverse Town. No, I played it because I have heard that it actually the gameplay is actually good of the game.
It is
because it is all the others. It's not like a Chain of Memory situation of where they just bullshitted. But yeah, I was surprised at how well they managed the combat in this one. For being a DS game. Obviously, I only played 1 hour because I didn't want to play anymore. But, you know, like, if the game had a better story, maybe I would have played. Like, if this game had the story of 358, I would have played it. I would have kept playing it. But
I wasn't even paying attention to the story when I played
there
this.
There is no story.
I know, I gave up pretty quick and just played the gameplay. I mean, I would read what they said, but I read really fast and just went, okay, nice, that's nice. I want to go kill more Heartless. That's all I care about.
Mm-hmm.
You can only do Chain of Memories once. God. And man, they shirted it 3 fucking times.
I'm God damn it, man. Why do they keep going back to this? Like,
Castle Oblivion is cool. Come on.
Yeah,
I like Castle Oblivion, but that's not the problem. The problem is that Chain of Memories was Kingdom Hearts 1 on GBA. Now Recoded is like Kingdom Hearts 1, but on DS. Like,
but you're not Sora. You're Data Sora.
Oh, uh-huh. Fuck off.
Uh-huh.
I love that so much.
You're a new version of Sora that's never experienced anything that happened.
It's like the meme picture of like all these different looking people are Xehanort. All these same looking Soras are different Soras.
Yeah, that picture sure is making sense every podcast.
Yeah, I hate the fact that picture makes more and more sense to me when I first saw it. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And now I'm like, I understand. I don't know if I'm okay with this, but I understand.
It goes to show once again that Sora is just an idiot. He's always been an idiot. God, yeah. Why is he the hero of this franchise?
I know. Thank you.
Because if it was Riku, we would have been done like 3 games ago.
I don't care. He's the best.
No. Riku complicates things too much. He is an idiot in a different way.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
Well, for now.
Make it Kairi.
We'll see about next game.
Yeah, make it Kairi. I'm fine with that, too.
And all 3 of them are idiots. Let's be real.
They're kids.
You know what? I don't care. They're idiots.
They're kids.
You know who's main focus?
I don't give a damn. Okay.
They're kids, but are they really with all the other shit going on inside their bodies?
Yeah.
We're not talking about phrasing. That right now.
Phrasing, wording. I don't like it. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
I don't understand what happened. I don't want to know though right now. So no, I'll leave it at that. See, that's the one problem about playing the series. Like after it finished in quotations, like it's far enough that there's stuff that we don't doesn't make sense.
There's stuff in here that made me go, oh fuck, and then I had to like keep from running upstairs and waking my husband up because he's it would also drive him crazy.
Oh no. Hey baby, it's Pepe Silva. I'm telling you. Okay, I have it all written down here.
You know, my husband called me that character from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and now it makes more sense. Now my fucking feelings are hurt.
But he's the best character. You got a compliment.
You're not a dinosaur, at least.
It's a dad escape.
Oh, God.
So each world is a different genre.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Explain that to me, because since I didn't get to that part.
So every world has a theme, which I only know three of, because I also gave up halfway through, as I told Mike last night.
Good.
Olympus is a turn-based battle system.
That's the only good one.
Really?
That's not the only good one. That's the best one.
So they finally did what they should have done with Chain of Memories, which was make that game a turn-based game.
Yeah.
Ooh, turn-based card game.
Final Fantasy. It's great.
God fucking damn it. I will never forgive them.
You can play as Cloud, even.
What? Shelf right there.
Yeah.
Shelf.
Yep.
No question.
It's a party system.
God
damn it. Great. When I got to Olympia, because I, in the chat, Dominic had said how Olympus was his favorite level. I'm like, all right, I'll see what I think. I get there, and it's like a turn-based RPG, which I didn't expect. I'm like, okay, this is cool. And then I got Cloud in my team, and I'm like, sold. I get to play. This is the first game I ever got to play as Kingdom Hearts Cloud. I have wanted to play with him on my team since I saw Kingdom Hearts 1. I have a freaking poster behind me that you can't see of Cloud that I've had for like over 17 years. Like a wall scroll. So I really like Kingdom Hearts Cloud. He looks awesome.
It's funny because back when I bought the Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories for the GBA for the first time, if you look at the back of the box, they kind of like show, you know how when you use the Cloud card, you basically summon him and he's the one that's attacking and doing all the shit. They have the image of like just Cloud. Not Sora summoning Cloud, but just Cloud attacking enemies in Olympus Coliseum. And that made me think at that moment, like, you could play as Cloud in the fucking game. And that had me so excited. And then to just find out, oh no, he's just like basically a summon of like, he does the attack and just leaves. So I'm happy that it happens here, that you actually play as Cloud.
Yeah. It's fucking awesome. Like this game, as much as we've been bullshitting about it for the first 10 minutes of this episode or 15, like it actually did some unique stuff. Like, and I also feel like the point of this game is for people that had never played Kingdom Hearts 1. This game will give you part of the story of Kingdom Hearts 1 on a DS form. Yes, it's different. Yes, it's kind of truncated, but there are people out there who probably played this game and then fell in love with the series and played others.
I'd like to meet that person, actually.
I'd also
like to meet that person and punch them in the face.
I'm sure there's got to be somebody. Like, I had a great time playing this game, and I was just like, this is just fun. And maybe, you know, I wouldn't have liked it the time that it came out, because I would have been, I don't want to do math, early 20s. I might have been like, this is stupid. But, like, looking back at it now, I'm like, I had a great time playing this DS. I didn't want to put it down. It was just fun.
Yeah,
I mean, the story made no sense. I had no, and I was like, I don't give a shit what's happening, but I'm having fun. So
yeah, we've been skipping over that. There's a Data Sora. Where are all these worlds located?
Jiminy Journal.
Yep, in a book.
Yes.
Not a book.
Yes,
they are his interpretation of the journal, and I guess Sora's like image of the worlds as they were, mostly the journal.
Oh, I'm gonna make Dominic. I'm gonna make Emmanuel mad in like an hour.
Sure, don't worry.
And I know because me and Phoebe gushed about it last night while I was in a sleep deprived state.
I saw that the two of you were talking about something, and I was like, "What the fuck are these two talking about?"
Meanwhile,
the fact that you don't know is amazing.
Meanwhile, Riku is the journal. Yeah, the journal just personifies Riku.
I don't know because...
Look, the AI of the journal needed to take a form that everybody understood.
Yeah.
Also, that wasn't actually Riku. Okay, that wasn't Riku at all
No, that is the AI of the journal taking Riku's form.
Look, I wasn't paying attention. I was just playing the game.
In order to defend Sora, I took a more pleasing form. You took his boyfriend form.
This game is so gay and I love it.
Data Sora, Data Riku. Yeah.
I'm okay with it. I mean, I also think of the purpose of this game. I mean, this is just, they took a phone game and they're like, how can we remarket this and resell it? And they found a way to make it work.
I will give them, this is a pretty intuitive phone game as well.
This would have been fun. I mean, if I was in Japan in 2008, I probably would have liked this on phones. If I had a good phone like that. Like, I mean, I wish we had mobile games that were more, you know, this and not gotcha, as a guy who plays Marvel Snap every day. But, you know, Mars 2 gotcha. But, you know, I wouldn't mind stuff like this where I just bought a game. Like, I remember Mario Jump, I was really curious about, but it never went on sale because fuck you, Nintendo. So
that was free.
No,
the first world is free. The other eight you have to pay.
Or and it never the price was $10, never changed.
Oh, that's stupid.
Nintendo.
Hey, Mike, if it helps, I saw at Walmart the other day that prices of Nintendo games are going down. Breath of the Wild is now $55.
Wow. Ooh. What a savings.
Yeah, I have words I want to say, Phoebe, but you'll be very mad at me if I say what I'm thinking. I'll just leave it. But no, that's not savings. That's just fuck you. That's all hey, that Kirby's is. Nintendo 35. Saying fuck you to Mike. Like, I wanted to buy, this will come up later, but I wanted to buy The World Ends With You on Switch. I'm like, oh, I'm going to look it up. It can't be still be 60. 60. I'm like, why, right. Nintendo?
Yeah. No, that's on sale because it's not a Nintendo phone thing. It's on, that's a Square Enix one.
Yeah, but
they
it's still
it on sale every once in a while. I didn't buy it for 60.
It's the Switch tax.
Yeah,
the Switch tax.
I want it. If a game is that old, it should just be $40, period, with sales being less, not still sitting at 60 regular. Like, come on now, just drop the fucking price.
We're talking about Nintendo, the people who gave us Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze for $60.
This is why I don't buy Nintendo on the games. Wii U.
Just gave us a Game Boy Advance game remade for $50.
I don't buy Nintendo games. I just won't because I hate their price. I hate the fact that they don't respect me, so I won't buy them.
Oh, speaking of Cloud,
take away my rant.
Yeah, speaking of Cloud and things being expensive, I could not finish this because the sweet succulent call of during the time of this recording, Rebirth is coming out. So I literally went, all right, let me sit down, get this started, and play some Kingdom Hearts Recoded. Did you know the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth demo is out? Okay. Play that for like 5 hours. All right. Let me sit down and play Chain of Memories. Let me play Recoded again. And this time I will get past. Let me get past it. Oh, wow. This Olympus part's really good. Now let me get stuck on this. Let me get play this Agrabah level. Okay. I'm stuck on the first hidden area you find because these big enemies are really pissing me off. Did you know the second part of the demo's out? I'm not beating this.
Oh, Agrabah wasn't bad either. What was Agrabah's gimmick?
Time?
Yeah, that was where everything was like freezing.
Yeah.
Okay. This must be only me thing, but when I was going through the big panther head and you had all the traps, all I could think of was Sen's Fortress from Dark Souls.
Wow.
See? Worst area I've ever played in a game.
We need a Kingdom Hearts Dark Souls game.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Trevor's Town with side-scrolling stages. Wonderland had some rail shooting and also was like...
Metal Gear Solid!
Yeah, weird and stealthy.
But I think that's what makes this game so unique, is that it has these different aspects where I wasn't bored. I was never bored playing this game. I mean, even at the end of it, as I played through all the levels, there was a part of me that thought about going back and revisiting worlds, which the game tells you to do because there's new enemies and new things to see. Just to get more chips so I could level up my character.
Yeah, because they do like a sphere grid in a way.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
The stat matrix.
Yeah, yes. At least I saw that. So I know what you guys are talking about.
It's really cool. And as you unlock the different worlds, you get so many spots. And you unlock new abilities. You unlock to hold more relics. You unlock more ability slots. Like, it is very cool that it's there. And just by playing the main game, I unlock, like, maybe a third of it.
Hey, can I say it's something that I liked, sure. By the way?
Yeah. I should write this down that you have something to say positive about this game.
The fact that they let you change the difficulty right there on that Matrix thing.
I love that so much.
Same. Like, you can like adjust if you want an easy experience and want to just fly by or whatever, put it on normal and you'll get a little bit better drop rate or you know, stuff that you get from defeating enemies. You can put it on proud, you can put it on critical. Like, I actually like that. Is this the only Kingdom Hearts game that lets you switch?
This is the only Kingdom Hearts game that does that, but
wow.
I would say that this is a spiritual successor in style to both Final Fantasy X's Sphere Grid and a major component of what the World Ends With You universe does.
Okay. It was really cool. Like, that's what grabbed my attention before we did this episode. I saw some stuff about this game and I saw that grid and I'm like, this looks amazing. And I loved it. I love putting the chips on. I love the fact that when you put, once you like connect stuff, it would double certain powers. Blank chips, you could then put a regular chip on top of it. So if you were trying to just build your bridge to unlock more stuff and you could then make use of it. Like, it was just so damn cool. And had I not been playing not doing this for a podcast, and actually like maybe the old days where I just played games to play games, imagine that, I could have maybe seen myself playing a little bit more of this before I beat it, because I was just having such a good time.
Yeah, and it allows for a lot of different builds. Like, I think you can switch out chips, and some of them are damage bonuses to specifically thunder spells or fire spells, and you could just make a full build that's elemental magic.
Yes.
It's really cool. And it has the same thing from Birth by Sleep, where as you use abilities, you can then level them up and combine them and get new abilities, and it's all really cool.
Yep. Yeah, the one thing that I will say that I've always heard for years is, you know, from people who had played the game, is how they liked the gameplay of this game. You know, it's just that the story's not.
This is the one Kingdom Hearts game you don't play for the story.
Yeah. So you may be wondering, what is Data Sora doing in all these worlds?
Yeah.
Well, you see, he has to seek out the system sectors, which is like the core of each world. And each of these cores, they have a back door, and Sora needs to investigate those back doors. And if you think about it, This is Riku is the personified version of the journal.
Yeah.
And we're in the journal. Oh, so you could say that Sora
needs to
investigate Riku's back door.
Hey, don't worry. That's actually a thing later in the game, as he has to enter Riku to cure him of the bug.
Oh, God.
Guys, something's wrong with Dominic. He's got bugs in him.
Oh, no. Oh, time to grab my Keyblade.
But it worked. Like, I was just, I mean, again, I don't give a shit about the story. I was normally the story in Kingdom Hearts. Okay. Like, I actually try to like pay attention to in this game, I was just like, I am just having fun playing this game. And it's just a fun act. Like, this would have been a game you could have just put in somebody's hands as a kid's hands for DS and be like, here, play this. And they could probably figure it out.
Yeah. It's January 2011. The 3DS is not out yet for a couple months. I need something to play.
Oh, God. Here is that close?
Yeah.
Jesus.
No wonder this probably didn't do well, huh?
Yeah, I actually think I bought this, and then I went, I don't like the beginning of this. This feels weird. Plus, I've already played Kingdom Hearts 1 like 30 times. And then they went, hey, the 3DS is out. It comes in red. And I went, hello, I would like to trade in my DS and my Kingdom Hearts to buy a 3DS.
Wise choice.
This was only a year.
This is the only time where I will tell you that.
Dream Drop Distance. Wow.
Yes, Dream Drop Distance came out, well, a year and a half later.
Wow.
Which is a much better game.
Well, also, it's finally a sequel. Like, we're finally going past Kingdom Hearts 2, right? With Dream Drop Distance.
I mean, Kingdom Hearts 2 as well. The problem is that it just retread so much
garbage. But it doesn't feel like it is. We're stuck still.
This is not technically past all of Kingdom Hearts 2. This is all a setup to tell you what the fucking message in the bottle was.
Yeah, but we don't know how long that ending cutscene was after the main components of the game.
This is all a setup and explain to you why Sora and Riku's services are further rendered.
See, you think that, Dominic and Michael Alberton, but boy, do I have news for y'all. This also sets up the mobile game.
Yep, this is a sequel to a game that we haven't even seen yet.
What the fuck?
God.
Why did I open this can of worms with Kingdom Hearts?
Don't even know yet.
You eat your vegetables, young man.
My favorite jokes to make whenever I talk with Bill, I always ask Bill, when are you going to cover the Kingdom Hearts series and all the madness that goes along with it? And he just replies, no.
How can you eat your pudding if you don't eat your meat?
I will say what I say anytime I have this come up now. If you can cover Metal Gear and understand Metal Gear, you're going to be fine with this.
Oh, yeah.
No.
No, he's right. There's a part where a guy pretends to be possessed by a ghost.
In an arm, specifically, which is the best. Yeah.
The only difference is that Kingdom Hearts seems more anime and kid-friendly, so people have a bias against it.
The main difference is the next game where we introduce dream jumping and another game aspect that I can't wait to get to because Emmanuel fucking hates it.
Yeah, we're gonna.
We're not there yet. We got months. We're not
talking about that yet, but
we got a few months before we get to that.
That's gonna be rants.
Dominic's kind of there, and I'm glad that he is.
I am playing, and I'm having a great time.
I'm so glad. I'm so
Dream happy. Drop Distance is a good game.
I will hit you.
I like a long way to travel, Phoebe. He's in Puerto Rico. So.
I like Dream Drop Distance more than Recoded, more than
Chain I don't think that's hard to
maybe
say.
Maybe the
like,
PS4 version is better. I don't know.
That's what
I mean,
I'm playing.
I played the PS4 version. So
I played the 3DS version, and I wanted to kill myself halfway through.
I like the 3DS version. I actually play that.
I will say that when we do Dream Drop, we please do PS4, guys.
I mean, like, you can play whatever you want. For that one, I don't care. Play whatever you want. I'm playing PS4. Dominic's playing PS4, so...
Because the PS4 version at least has some quality of life improvements.
Oh, thank God.
It's the same game. It's not a remake.
It's the same game, but what Phoebe is talking about, the dropping mechanic is lessened in the PS4 version.
Oh, like, thank the Lord.
Oh, God. I didn't know that. Okay.
I can't imagine. It's not as... Like, it's still there, and it will still, like, drop. No pun intended. But from what I've seen, you know, the comparisons, it's not as bad. And you can actually, like, try to chain together not dropping with, you know, items and shit. So,
okay.
Good, because
Mike, this makes no sense to you, but it will.
15 seconds of the character before switching back, I wanted to throw my DS at a fucking wall.
Makes no sense. Another thing about Recoded I want to talk about that it did that was unique is that I did appreciate as you were going through the world, you had to find, like, these little data holes where then you would then go through, like, a data world where everything is black. And I liked it, the cyber stuff. I thought that was kind of fun. And that's where you fought a lot of different Heartless. I know I fought like a mini boss Heartless that kicked the shit out of me one time. Like, oh, you fought a hard enemy. And I'm like, yeah, I did. I mean, so there was like cool aspects to this where I could see myself replaying this if I didn't do what I do. Like, I could have, you know, this is just, I just had fun. You know, like it was the only thing that made me really irritated is in Traverse Town when you had to find, because the game does a good job of telling you when it's time to find the glitch holes. It will, everything goes, like, you see a blue thing around, blue border, like their cyber version, like, you know, and the one in Traverse Town is literally right behind the door, and I just couldn't find it, like, right behind where I was standing, and I just didn't look there, looked everywhere else.
Because it just tells you, hey, it's somewhere, you just gotta poke around and find it when it starts getting more amped up.
Yeah, and I also played this without sound a lot, so that didn't help it. I had to turn on sound for it. For these parts, so I could hear the beep, 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 beep. The beep, beep gets louder, but when you have the sound off, you don't hear the beep, beep.
Oh, a beep, beep, and a beep, beep, deer. A beep, beep, deer.
I was going to say, I thought that you were going to say, I know you turned the sound off, Mike. I also agree that you turned the sound off because, goddamn, can I only listen to fucking the Traverse theme so many times before?
Hey, at least you didn't have to hear This Is Halloween anymore.
Yeah, that's fair.
Thank fucking God. After I played that Oogie's Revenge, I never want to hear that song again.
Also, and scream at the dead of night.
Surprisingly, there's also no Atlantica, which has also surprised me.
Thank God.
Hey, there's no Tarzan world, of course.
Tarzan. Who?
Also, thank God.
I would have liked Tarzan back. I'm never going to see Tarzan again, right?
We're never going to see Tarzan.
We're never going to see Tarzan.
Man, if they do a remake, how the fuck are they going to even...
They're not. They're just going to skip Tarzan and put something else there.
They'll do the Rescuers instead. They'll be fine.
That would be cool.
Man, then in that case, it wouldn't be a faithful remake. It would just be a Final Fantasy VII remake, and it would just be a spiral, not a loop.
Yeah, you know what though? You say that, and that'll be the fucking point of the game. So don't you put that monkey's paw on my goddamn desk, man.
And then the final mix version.
Noomura has already thought about that.
Yeah, the final mix version will get Tarzan back, but they won't tell you right away. They'll make you go through the Rescuers world, and then they'll make it a plot point to be like, well, actually, that was rewritten over an existing world.
We are going to have this remake come out, and we're going to get to Atlantica. And there's going to be Melissa McCarthy's version of Ursula waiting for us.
What, that movie was bad?
Never saw it, but... I
never saw that.
We're going to have a Kingdom Hearts game that's exclusively the live-action remakes.
Hey, they're getting where they could at this point. They're getting there. They're making enough of them. They could do it.
Yeah, but only some of them are good, and that would be like...
It doesn't mean anything.
Relatively.
Aladdin was good.
Aladdin was good.
I don't think I can handle Kingdom Hearts having Big Blue Will Smith. I think that would actually scare the shit out of me.
Well, unless he slaps the shit out of you.
They would do that too. You
I don't
know
think
that,
have to
right?
worry about it because they'd have to pay rights to likenesses for everybody. They wouldn't do that, so you don't have to worry about it.
Do you think they had to pay rights to Johnny Depp, Pirates?
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
They'll take them out.
Well, I don't know, because I think they have the rights to that likeness because they put it on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Oh, right.
Maybe. Yep. Then, okay. Maybe that just comes with the movie
they
contract.
They haven't taken them out yet.
It's the thing where they got to just make the guy look generic enough but still capture Jack Sparrow.
It's also Disney. I'm sure they have the rights to All Your Souls no matter what.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. So hey, realistically, Disney will give me deals sometimes on games. They have Disney games for $5. That's okay.
Realistically, the worlds this game covers, we have Destiny Islands, Traverse Town, Wonderland, Olympus Coliseum,
fucking hate Wonderland,
Agrabah, and two levels about Hollow Bastion, and then finally, they don't tell you, but the final level eventually is Castle Oblivion. So realistically, there are three Disney worlds in this game.
And only two of those levels have plots.
So is this, Phoebe and Joe, remind me again, is this like the only other instance where we play in Destiny Islands in any of the other games?
Yeah.
No, there is one more.
Is it Dream Drop?
No. Wait.
No, it's not Dream Drop.
I don't know if it's in Dream Drop. I know for a fact it's in one of the mobile games.
Okay.
That I don't count that shit.
I enjoyed that. Go to Destiny Islands. And yes, the Hollow Bastion stuff.
This is the last time we go to Destiny Islands gameplay wise.
Okay. I think that's what he meant. And it was cool. It was cool to have Destiny Islands here and you get to fight Titus and stuff like that. Like, it was just cool to have it. It kind of felt good. Like, hey, remember when Kingdom Hearts had Final Fantasy characters in the game a lot more? Here, look. Here's Titus and Walker.
You say that now.
I know. I already heard that there's like none in three, so.
Yeah, and there's a reason maybe behind it that we will not get into. But Dominic probably knows why.
Oh, please message me that then.
I don't know why, actually.
I don't know why.
Okay.
If I do, it's not coming to mind. You have to go into my mind and draw it out.
Drink it?
Drink it out.
Dream draw
we'll
it out.
We'll just have to enter you via one of the holes and just...
Oh, no. Dominic's got bugs again. Time to take out the Keyblade.
Oh, God.
So did... Mike, Dominic, did y'all fool around with little dials inside of Sora? That sounds wrong too. Did y'all fool around with the dials inside Data Sora?
I did not know.
In terms of like adjusting all of the little doodads and like little sliders and all that.
Yeah,
a little bit.
They were there.
It's cool that they're there. There's cool that there's so many options. Like, oh, hey, do you want to make the game harder? And then you get more CP or you get less experience and you get more, you know, there's lots of different things that you can. And it's cool that it's there. It's like this game does have a lot of replayability, which fits a handheld. Like if you were somebody who only had this one game for 6 months, this would be get a lot of gameplay out of this. So,
getting ready ahead of time and then go back to the first world and start a level one critical mode run.
I mean, you don't even need to do that. You could just like sit there and max out your chipboard if you really wanted to. Like I thought about it, but my life is not that a little too busy for that.
It's not that simple and clean, Mike.
I did enjoy hearing. Hey, when that song came on at the end, I played it and listened to it. The song came on for Simple and Clean.
Of course.
I forgot how much that song hit me when I first played this game as a teenager. Oh,
so we get how many instances more of Simple and Clean do we get? From here to
did we get a remix version in 3?
We get a remix version in Dream Drop, I think. Isn't it the orchestral one?
Yes.
Or something?
Yes.
And then we have like the what's the name of that, the one in 0.2?
Oh, the Hot Island remix.
Yeah, the Hot Island remix. I forget what they call it, but
yeah.
Then we get Melody and Memory, of course.
Yeah, which has all like 4 versions of it, so.
Yep. And it has other songs that we're not going to mention.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to playing that too someday.
Play and then pretend you didn't play that.
Someday as of next year, so.
The good thing about Memory of Melody will be that will be the first time that I will play it, actually.
Oh, nice. It'll be in 2025. We do that one, so.
Or, yeah.
I played a little bit of it. It's all right.
I think I played the demo of it.
It's free on the PlayStation Plus thing.
Oh, I know.
Oh, then that's cool. Do that version.
I mean, I have the physical version because I have every goddamn Kingdom Hearts game. Because
you love Kingdom Hearts.
Yes, even though there are aspects of Kingdom Hearts that I don't.
That's fine. There's always games in the series that you won't like. I love Zelda. I fucking hate Triforce Heroes. You know, hey, there's always going to be some game you're going to despise in a series that you love. So.
Yeah.
Except for Chrono. In Chrono, I love both games in the series because there's three technically. But, you know, I enjoy all three. So it works. For those that are like, what the fuck, Radical Dreamers? Go look it up. There's an episode on it. Yes, I cover Radical Dreamers with Dominic, actually. So
yes,
nice.
I had to.
Can't wait to recover Chrono Trigger sometime this year.
Maybe this year. It will happen eventually at some point. I don't do enough recovers, but that's because...
Can we get an HD2D Chrono Trigger?
That'd be amazing.
Fucking wish. Oh, so I want to comment about the side-scroller stuff in Traverse Town. I thought that was actually like really... When I first saw that and I had no idea that this game did shit like this, I'm like, this is really cool. You just have an auto-scrolling side-scroller level. Like, it was fun. And they bring it back a few times. The gimmicks, I felt, really make this game very fresh. Like the Olympus stuff that we've been talking about. Even the stealth sections in Alice in Wonderland were pretty amusing. Hollow Bastion's where I got annoyed, where there's one part where you lose your Keyblade. So then like you just have to have Goofy and Donald fight for you. And that was annoying.
But you also have to get Goofy and Donald first again.
Wait, you run around with no attacks, right?
Yeah.
And then you get Goofy and Donald. You got to do like two boss fights with Goofy and Donald.
That sounds annoying.
That does sound annoying.
Yeah, you fight Data Riku. You fight Maleficent as a dragon in a side scroller. That was actually kind of cool.
That was cool.
This is not a stuff. Bad game.
It is a thing where they were trying things.
It makes me sad that this game did not get re-released in the 2.5 collection. That you can only all it has is the cutscene. Because the story is the least interesting part about this game.
Oh, it is the absolute worst.
I mean, the gameplay is fun. Like and it doesn't even use a touchscreen really. Like you could have easily just poured. They just didn't care enough.
Yeah.
This goes back to my sword theory of storytelling for this franchise, and that you know. If you look at a sword, Kingdom Hearts 1 is like the very bottom of the handle. Chain of Memories is like part of the handle itself. 2 is like the handle, and then you get to the hilt, where you have like the horizontal part that goes, you know, the hand guard, right? And Birth by Sleep is one end of that. 358 is the other end of that. And Recoded is like the gem that gets placed in there. That just pushes forward a little bit onto the blade, but is really just decorative or an ornamental.
Yeah, okay.
Me looking at my version of the Kingdom Hearts sword. Oh, I went somewhere wrong in this Lego puzzle. There's like
not three a keyblade, but a sword.
Because this game doesn't really like add to it. I mean, it doesn't, you know, increase the story or anything a lot. It's just more Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
But these three games all serve to build you up for the blade that is going to be Dream Drop 3.
I mean,
yeah.
This one lesser, so.
This is much less, like, continuation. But, again, I feel like the point of this was they made a game, they had something that they could sell, and they put it out there. And, you know, I mean, we got 358 in 2 days, which is a really good game, but so many people, I mean, it's such a... it's such a different game. Like, this is a really good handheld experience, you know. So, I don't know. I mean, 358.
Of these last three, 358 is the best one.
I did love Birth by Sleep, but 358 was really damn good.
I can't. Again, the only one that I've beaten out of the tree is Birth by Sleep, so I obviously have bias here. So,
yeah, you should play both of them.
I really wish that.
You'll play them when they're on Sony with a platinum trophy. Then you'll play them.
I'm not getting the plan. I haven't gotten a plan to Birth by Sleep or...
Oh, I forgot that you have. Yeah, it's probably hard to sell, huh?
Dream Drop. Yeah.
But you'd be more willing to, if there were trophies, to replay it.
Maybe. Or at the very least, I would play them. Like, if they were on not a handheld and I didn't have to yo-ho them.
No, and I get that. I mean, like, I wouldn't have... I had no interest in doing these. But because I bought the flash cart and I was able to play them on an actual DS that I have that I don't use, like, it made it worth it for me. And I mean, like, 358, I think the touchscreen helped. But again, maybe it didn't need the touchscreen. I can't remember. It's been a bit. But, like, this game didn't use the touchscreen at all. You could have easily played this
on a PC. I know that you used the touchscreen for the camera, which in emulation case, I have the where if I use the R2 or the right... trigger. If I hold it and move the right stick, I could use it like a traditional camera in the emulation.
Wasn't R the camera in this game, which is terrible?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. It's awful.
Yeah.
If you hold it down and you look around with the, but you can like just do hold RT in the emulation that I have set up. You can hold RT and use the right stick to move around the camera like a traditional camera.
Well, what? One thing that I think is really weird, because that's one of the main issues I had with this originally anyways. I hate when they tried to make Kingdom Hearts spinoffs like platformers kind of things. Because like one of the real big issues that I was having with this originally was like Sora jumps if he's like at the edge, so I had to turn that off.
It was pissing me off.
I liked
that kind of actually.
I'm with Dominic. I did too. At first, I thought it was awful, but as the game progressed, I ended up really appreciating it for what it was.
Nothing wrong with that.
I ended up liking it.
Once you learn how to rely on it, it ends up working out.
Mm-hmm. You have to understand his jump system and just, it's a bit goofy. but it took a bit to get the hang of it. And then I like, this isn't so bad.
So, I mean, what is stopping Square Enix from releasing a Kingdom Hearts Odds and Ends collection, right? Where you have 2D Chain of Memories, this, and 358.
Do you want me to answer that realistically?
And maybe like a little blur about the original mobile game.
They don't know how to put NFTs in it.
Make the little thing about the mobile game some kind of NFT.
But didn't NFTs die already? Like, aren't they done with that bullshit?
They don't care. They're still trying to make an NFT game.
But you can't make it. It's art. Like, that whole marketplace is like falling apart. Like, it's a scam.
They're just saying things to placate their investors.
That would be nice.
I don't know. I think I really want to buy a NFT of a blonde fat guy and that's not fat in a cowboy outfit. Woohoo! That's what I want.
Yep. Yeah, give me my NFT Heartless. That's unique.
The only thing they've actually done so far is make some AI generated album covers inside of Homestars.
Oh my god.
NFTs are just stupid. I know Funko Pop has something to do with NFTs, but you actually get a physical Funko Pop exclusive sent to you. I don't know how it works. And I don't care, and I'm not going to find out, but they fuck with NFTs, too.
Oh, I thought we were going to make a joke about, like, if we get this game remade, they need to specifically use, like, a very shitty AI voice for Sora, just so they can hammer it all the way home. Just the AI Haley Joel Osment.
They'll just rip the dialogue from the movie.
Forgot the movie has actually voice dialogue, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah, I was about to just talk about that the instances where, you know, Sora is like going around and all that, like you have narration by Mickey of like, and now Sora did this and then he did this.
I think we had some in the DS game.
Not really.
There is voice acting in the DS game because I heard it when I played it, but
there's also a lot of those scenes that are just texts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those scenes in the movie version, you know, they are narrated by Mickey. Some of them, there are like dialogues like Sora talking and all that too, because Mickey sometimes like does whenever the blue screen, the blue text in the top corner pops up of like Mickey talking to Sora and all that. So obviously it's like a little bit more streamlined of like, oh, Mickey's talking to Sora and all that crap, you know.
Well, Mickey usually narrates over, like, the gameplay parts. So, like, when you're actually going around Destiny Islands or whatever, Mickey just covers it. Yeah. But they do animate a number of cutscenes specifically for the movie that are replacing the...
No, they animated the shit out of it. Like, there's... When you fight the dark side in Destiny Islands, they actually, like, made, like, like animations of Sora attacking the dark side and the Heartless and all
and
that.
So silly.
It does look silly, but
it just looks like he's doing the KH1 3-hit base combo. Yes, but it's pre-rendered now, and I'm like, this just looks dumb. Why?
Yes, it does. Also, they do reuse footage from Kingdom Hearts 1. Like, for instance, when Sora wakes up, that Pluto is licking him. That is from Kingdom Hearts 1, and then they splice it with like new footage that they made for this for the cutscenes thing.
Well, there's a scene at some point, I want to say it's when Sora's about to fight Data Roxas, and all I could see was the initial fight scene between Sora and Riku in Kingdom Hearts 1, and they just pulled the skeleton out of Riku and all the keyframes and put that into Roxas.
Okay. But, man, they went through so much fucking effort for this goddamn movie to make these scenes. They could have fucking done the whole game.
Yeah, but, and I wish they would have. It makes me sad they didn't, just because maybe then you would have experienced this game at some point, and I think you would have had a decent time.
Again, gameplay wise, probably. Like
the game, I mean, that's just the thing. Is this is a game that you? This is a weird part where you play a Kingdom Hearts game solely for the gameplay. You don't worry about the story because it's irrelevant.
I mean, some people would probably say that all Kingdom Hearts games are like, ha ha ha.
Yeah. Also, it wasn't mentioned originally, but this this game was developed by Hand.
Oh yeah.
No, it wasn't. I could not find that.
They also made 358.
Oh, cool.
This is, you know, this the next project, but they actually had like many projects in between, including Puyo Puyo 7.
Oh God.
They did a good job with this game. I will say that the gameplay was fun. So I will say that over and over and over again because it's so damn true. And I didn't want to put it down. I beat this game pretty damn quick because I was having so much fun. I mean, and DS is handheld, so it was just nice to just carry it with me and just play.
Yeah, it's a pretty breezy, beautiful little cover girl of a game.
That is fair. I mean, besides the Hollow Bash stuff irritated me with some of the gimmicks, but for the most part, all the gimmicks were fine. The game does a steady job of giving you new chips and letting you get upgrades so you feel like you're progressing and getting stronger and getting new abilities. Like the game, you get that dopamine hit all the time. So it works well. You can also gamble a bit in here where when you go to the data world, you can pick like, oh, are you going to kill 30 enemies? Yes, I am. I'm going to bet 50% of my experience, whatever the hell I have. And then it's cool. Enemies. Like I like stuff like that.
Yeah, space money.
Yes, there is something that I didn't do after you beat the game in Castle Oblivion. You revisit like one room worlds, but if you do it three different ways of ending it, you get all these cards, and if you have all the cards, then you can go see Leon and Yuffie are in this game.
Oh,
yeah, really? It's like you're exploring different possibilities as to how things went.
Yes.
So like an early example was like, okay, you have to find Huey, Dewey, and Louie for Sid. Yeah. And then depending on the order in which you find them, it produces different endings for that room.
Oh.
If you do it the right way, you get the right ending. But if you do it the different way, you know, they'll react differently.
Yeah, and you get different cards, and then which look like the cards from Chain of Memories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool.
So I got a question because the movie doesn't really like give me that answer. Like I felt like the game ended like five times watching the cutscenes. Like there's the first time before Riku gets bugged, I think. Or was it after? I don't. God damn. I know that I saw when watching the cutscenes, I was like, okay, we're getting to the end. Which, by the way, I just watched on YouTube. I was not going to put my PS5 to play that goddamn movie and me just sitting there watching it. I would just put it on YouTube and did something else.
I grabbed popcorn and did that. So.
No, I wasn't.
Because you're a true princess, Phoebe.
I wasn't going to give this thing the satisfaction. So
you get to Hollow Bastion. Okay. You think that's going to be the end?
Yes.
You're working with Riku. Everything is great. And then Pete infects Data Riku with bugs. And you're like, okay, I got to go inside and save Riku and put a bow on this story. Okay, cool. Let's do that. And then everything gets reset. Sora gets reset. Now, they're having their tearful goodbye and everything.
Hold on. There's an important piece of dialogue that I need to bring up. That I had to message Phoebe about.
Yes.
I was running through my house screaming like a banshee on all fours about it.
Oh god.
Do you not know what I'm talking about, Emmanuel?
Are you talking about the book?
Yeah, I'm talking about the goddamn fucking book. Why is the goddamn mention of the fucking book in this goddamn fucking game?
What book? We have to set that up.
The Book of Prophecies.
The Book of Prophecies.
The Book of Prophecies is set up in the other mobile games, which we will find out soon enough.
Yeah, Union Cross is heavily about the Book of Prophecies, but we can at least say that there is a potential that Jiminy's journal is just a Book of Prophecies that survived.
Which leads into a theory that I have that I won't get into until we beat Kingdom Hearts 3.
Good. Oh, God, you and that theory.
I'm right. I am right.
If you're right, I'm going to be angry because I have my own theory.
Oh, God.
But anyway, so at that point, you think, okay, they're done with the game. Mm-hmm. But then Data Riku finds out there's more to the journal. And then Reset Sora now has to go to Castle Oblivion to do more stuff.
So, okay. So my question is, because again, it's not clear to me in the cutscenes. Do you play again in the levels?
No, everything else is done. They're just like, okay, Reset Sora. You just got to go to Castle Oblivion now.
Okay, do you walk around Castle Oblivion?
Each room is like a different world, kind of. So like they kind of redo the worlds in that way, and you kind of just got to like map your knowledge of the world onto a room in Castle of Living, because of course you enter the room and you forget everything else, yada yada.
Yeah.
But you play in those levels.
Yeah.
They're just one room.
But they're levels, like but, it, yeah. but it's like a 1/10th recreation inside a single room of Castle of Living.
How the fuck do you rehash Kingdom Hearts 1 and recode it? People didn't even like that one. Yeah, Rechain of Memories. How the fuck do you redo Rechain of Memories? People didn't even like that one.
I like that one.
I don't know.
The whole point is that basically Riku is like, oh no, there's all this shit with Roxas and Shion and Aqua and Terra and everything else and Naminé. We didn't cover any of this. What the fuck is going on?
Hey, I bet you're glad that we did this after Birth by Sleep now, huh?
I am, yes.
If we would have gotten to this part and they would have shown Aqua, Terra, and Ventus, and you guys would have been, who?
Well, I would have known who they are, but I wouldn't have the association as I do now.
But then it turns out that Naminé helped make this happen, because she left the message because she figured out that there were all these people inside Sora's heart.
Yeah, and all the bugs inside of Riku in the journal were put there on purpose.
Thanks, Naminé.
Though it's just like a big room, right?
It's unintentional. The bugs were unintentional side effect.
It's just a big room, right? Like, there's a big room that says Sora's heart, and Roxas has a beanbag chair, and Ventus has a beanbag chair.
The pod from the end of Chain of Memories.
Oh, and to go back to what I want to say about Roxas, throughout this game, you see a cloak figure, you never know who it is. They actually never say Roxas in this game. It's just...
Correct.
In the very end of this, when you fight the cloaked warrior, he pulls out two keyblades, bitch. But if you know... And that's how people know it's Roxas, because of the Keyblades and because of the words he says. But otherwise, they never actually say Roxas in this game.
And in the cutscenes, they vaguely show his face, too.
They don't in the DS version.
Yeah, but
not until they show his face at the end.
Yeah, it's at the very end of the...
I did not see that.
Yeah.
Well, when they flash everybody's face.
Oh no, but before that, before the Roxas and Sora fight, they actually like... They still show him with the hood up, but they actually like show his face a little.
Yeah, like the camera angle's slightly different, so you can see part of his face in the light while the majority of it is in the shadow.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing that I said, like, it's really weird because Kingdom Hearts likes to pick and choose what is really important. And this kind of brings up the really fucked up part that I kind of like about Kingdom Hearts 2. Which is Sora becoming somebody again, but then they going into the whole situation of, well, what about Roxas? He's got his own memories. Doesn't he be allowed to be a person? And the game kind of shits on itself and goes, no, he is not allowed to be a person. You just kind of have to have a game, which is recoded, and have it to where Roxas kind of deals with it and has to deal with that he's not a fucking person.
We'll get there.
I know we'll get there. We're not talking about that
basically.
Right now,
where this game ends up, Naminé kind of fucked up, and it took Mickey operating a Data Sora to go into the journal with Data Riku to figure out what's going on.
And now both...
And basically, Naminé explains to the fake Sora that he has to save these people, but that means Mickey then has to relay the message to the real Sora. So this is all just a Matrix plot for Mickey to get the answer of what the fuck is happening.
Yeah. That's something we haven't talked about, is the fact that Sora for the first half of this game is not actually a person. He's just like Mickey's little bitch boy and does whatever the fuck he says.
Just Data.
They just plucked Data Sora from like the timeline in which he basically just goes to Traverse Town.
Oh man, are you telling me that Data Sora grew a heart? That's weird. I sure hope nothing like this ever happens again.
Canonically, Data Sora is not a nobody. He has no nobody.
It's just ones and zeros.
I fucking hate this game. I just want to make it clear.
Okay, so we haven't even talked about the two secret endings now.
We'll get there, but
PS4 added it.
You want to know why I fucking hate this game? Because they treat this fucking Sora like he's the real Sora and he's not the... Like, oh, don't worry, I'll hold your hand. We're going to get through this. Like, fuck you, this is not the real fuck.
That's why I said this feels like... I'm surprised we haven't gotten like a soft reboot yet. Because this feels like a soft reboot.
Emmanuel, robots are people too.
I would have preferred it if this would have been like Mickey controlling Sora, you know, like a mech or something. Like he would have shrunken down like Bowser's Inside Story type situation or something.
You wanted Sora inside of Mickey inside of Sora inside of Riku?
Yes, he did.
So basically, then there's a secret ending.
Yeah.
And it's Mickey and Yen Sid talking.
The regular ending is Mickey writing the letter and sending it to Sora and Riku and Kairi.
The secret ending is Mickey and Yen Sid.
Okay. The secret ending is Mickey and Yen Sid talking about...
Xehanort was destroyed. His Heartless and Nobody were destroyed. But actually, that means Xehanort's just going to come back.
Uh-huh. Because once you destroy... Once you destroy someone's Heartless and their Nobody, the original version comes back.
Yep.
When I saw that, I was like, fuck, I know what they're doing. And again, if you didn't play Birth by Sleep, that would mean nothing to you. You wouldn't know who Xehanort is.
Exactly.
But I'm like,
that's why this was important to play after Birth by Sleep, because then you would have been, Xehanort who?
I'm like, is cool. Because I'm pretty sure Xehanort is either on the cover of 3 or he was in some of the early, like, trailer advertisements that were out there.
He's the main villain of the saga.
Well, yes. I know, but I also I knew he was in 3. Like, when I see him in Birth by Sleep, I knew, he's not dead because he's obviously in 3 because I've seen things online and it must be like cover or trailers, things like that. Because I don't know anything about Kingdom Hearts 3, surprisingly. I haven't been spoiled. So,
okay.
So, we go into a personal headcanon that I mentioned so many episodes ago, which I believe is real and is not headcanon. So they explain through this game that that the organization members or Xehanort is back because they killed his Nobody and his Heartless. Mm-hmm. That's why I believe in Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2, the Heartless bosses you're fighting are the Heartless of the organization members.
The Agrabah super boss is Sykes.
Yeah.
Oh. I was just thinking about that.
So that's where that also comes into play.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, yeah, and also you see a little bit of how, I forget that one-eyed guy's name, killed everybody at
Zigbar, whichever one you want to go by.
What was the name of that town?
Hall of Bastion rebuilt.
Raiden Garden?
Raiden Garden,
thank you. Yeah, so that was cool to see, like, in the other ending, and then you see, is that Xehanort? Who the hell was that?
Okay, let's get into that, because
get into that yet, please.
We're not getting into that, because it's not explained yet.
Is that the first time that we see him?
Yes. That is the first time we see him.
I thought he was in Birth by Sleep, because I thought that was the guy that...
Well, we do, but we only see him from the back. Because No.
This is not Terranort. This is a young teenage version of Xehanort.
This is young Xehanort.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is
modern time with Bragg.
Mike
Sigmar.
What?
This is the super super secret ending for the HD version now.
What?
Yes.
That's why I said we're not going to get into this.
Mike, the picture. These are all Xehanort. This is not all Sora.
Mike, if it helps, you're going to get into it very soon.
Yeah.
They went back in time and got Xehanort. Basically.
Don't worry. This directly ties into Dream Drop Distance.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that. I mean, hell, I don't play Dream Drop Distance until May. So.
They also low-key kind of tease it in here where Yen Sid goes, what if I told you we have to fight more than one Xehanort? And Mickey goes, oh.
Yeah. Mike, how much of a gap is there between Dream Drop Distance and 3?
Oh god! We still need
years. I'm pretty sure.
No. I mean, for the podcast episodes.
Between
when we record Dream Drop Distance and when we record Kingdom Hearts 3.
We need it.
We need to do back cover, and we need to do 0.2.
Dream Drop is in May when we record it, late May, and then Kingdom Hearts 3 isn't until November we record it, and then we're doing the DLC that will also come out in December.
Okay, you will need that time gap.
Okay.
Or not, because then he will be like Pepe Silva.
Now hold on. I need to hear, because I've been loving Dominic's like super ass crazy theories. Dominic, do you have a theory about why there's a young Xehanort at the end of this game?
Does he not know?
Dominic has never played any of these.
But he is playing through Dream Drop. But I don't think that you've gotten far enough, have you?
No, I've not gotten far enough.
Okay, you haven't gotten far enough.
Somebody went back in time because they realized something, getting the real Xehanort before everything is going to be the key to fixing all of this for the organization. And if they go back and get everyone else before they became nobodies, they will somehow turn the tide in their favor. Also, Xehanort's kind of like Voldemort, and if you destroy all the pieces, still get him. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of funny, because that's kind of what's going on, but it's also kind of a no. There's two ways to re-become a somebody. One is the nice way, which is Sora being like, "Hi, Roxas, you are me, and I am you." And also, by the way, I don't know, y'all don't have voice acting, or y'all know if y'all they had voice acting for the 3DS version. Like, I highly recommend watching that whole last scene with voice acting, because it really hit me kind of hard last night when I was watching it. Like, the whole thing of like, well, I'm not you, and memories aren't real, and something data, and I was just like, oh.
But were you sleep deprived and or on drugs at the time?
No.
Okay.
It's also fun hearing older Haley Joel Osment coming out of KH1 Sora.
Yeah.
It will.
That's also the beginning of a Dream Drop, I think, too, technically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Dream Drop. I really am. I'm looking forward to getting to it, finally.
As I have said, as someone who has played the games up to Dream Drop now, Dream Drop is the one that has left me the most, like, stunned and gobsmacked the first hour or two in the game.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah,
if you think that's going to have you like that, oh, boy, oh, baby. I'm just rolling my hands here because you have no idea what's in store for you.
No, I don't. But I'm excited because it's like just trying to grapple with my mind of what Dream Drop is. Like, what are we doing?
If you think that it's confusing at the start, wait till we get to the end.
Yeah, just start doing drugs. It'll be fine.
Kingdom Hearts 3 was 2019?
Yeah. It's 5 years, baby.
Wow.
Started a few times and they kept updating engines and other stupid
shit. I just didn't realize it was 2019. Hey, I'm playing a couple 2019 games this year then. I played Control. Oh, you'll hear next.
Catching up to Control. Modern times there, Mike.
Sort of. I'm trying to play a few newer games here and there. It's less the way the show started out. But yeah.
Hey, can I recommend a new game that isn't that long? Rainbow Fantasy.
No.
Don't forget, there's also one thing that I think we talked about earlier, where I think it's really interesting, because I wasn't even sure, but I was right. Don't forget, the reason why there was also a big gap between Dream Drop and 3 was because we were supposed to technically get Birth by Sleep 2.
Volume 2.
Yeah, and then that super didn't happen.
And then we got 0.2 instead.
I would have liked more with those characters.
I think a lot of the stuff that they had planned for Dream Drop was supposed to be for Volume 2, because not really spoiling the game, but the whole point of Dream Drop is to reawaken Sleeping World, Dream Drop Distance, haha, joke, whatever.
We're reawakening at Manuwar now, so.
Yeah, and me too, though. I'm fully awake now. But what is it? At the end of Birth by Sleep, you see the castle for Cinderella. So I think that was supposed to be the plot for Birth by Sleep Volume 2. But like I said, I think they scrapped the whole thing.
Okay.
Here's a question.
What's up?
If the Vita had been more successful, would we have seen Birth by Sleep 2?
Yes.
Potentially.
Yeah, probably.
Potentially, yeah.
I wish the Vita was more successful. It was such a good system.
If the PS3 was more successful, we would have gotten Kingdom Hearts 3, and then with Kingdom Hearts 3 would have been Kingdom Hearts 4.
That would have been nice.
Is that why they didn't do it? Because the PS3 wasn't that successful?
I don't know. I think it has a lot to do with like Unreal Engine 3 or 4, whatever the fuck the one that O2 is made out of.
No, that's 4. But, again, this goes back to the thing I've been talking about this whole time of they needed the years to understand how to make an HD game.
Yeah.
Like, Final Fantasy 13, again, if they were unfettered letting Kingdom Hearts 3 be a PS3 game, it would have been like Final Fantasy 13.
Okay, that's fair.
Also, if Final Fantasy versus 13 hadn't failed, we probably would have gotten Kingdom Hearts 3 a lot sooner as well.
Can we not talk about that?
No. I will never
talk
about
Baron Brix.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that either. We will be covering
15 eventually. I am going I'm going to ask for next year, 15 be on the docket.
Please, no.
Can we talk about Reynatus or whatever the fuck that game that I sent on the chat was named?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I don't know. Is it even out?
No, that's only coming out in Japan. It was shown in Japanese Nintendo Direct, coming out later this year for Japan. And Phoebe, you need to watch that.
Any last things you guys want to say, or should we go on to questions, comments?
Yeah, memories? Okay. So first of all, Emmanuel, please send me a link to the thing.
Me too. I want to see it.
I put it into. I'll put it into shutting.
Put it on the Switch.
Put it on the Switch.
Yeah, no, there are two things I just found out about this game like 2 weeks ago that I had never heard of before. Did you guys know this game had super bosses?
No.
I did not.
No.
Okay, so there are two hidden super bosses in this game, and I'm going to sound like a crazy person when I talk about this. Is a blue and black fragmented version of Data Riku, and there's a similar design version of Data Roxas. One of them, if post-game, you go back to Hollow Bastion, there's a room and there's like a secret dungeon that you can enter in there. You have to do 13 floors of this dungeon to fight one of these bosses. The other super boss is hidden in a way that I'm pretty sure no human has ever seen before. Because back when this game was on the DS, there was like a little option called Avatar. You can make your own little avatar, and there was a very rudimentary version of what would later be on the 3DS called Street Pass. You have the game on, you walk by somebody who also has a DS on, you both have Kingdom Hearts fucking recoded on at the same time, and you can share data with each other. There is a special dungeon.
Damn data.
Yeah, there is a special dungeon in this mode. You start with 10 levels of this dungeon. Every time you pass somebody, you unlock a new floor. Floor 100 is the floor with the super boss, meaning that you have to street pass with 90 people who own this game at a time when Street Pass didn't actually exist, because this is pre-3DS. Oh, and each level, floor level, is also the level of the enemies. So it's a level 100 super boss.
Who's the boss?
It's either Riku or it's Roxas. I don't remember which.
It's probably Roxas.
Okay. But do we get story from any of that?
No, of course not. And not only that, did you know anybody that had this game? Because I personally, living in Boston, had nobody around me who even played Kingdom Hearts. And so that was a total of 0 out of 90 floors to unlock.
Square Enix is fucking crazy.
You got to remember, though, it's a Japan thing.
True.
Like, in Japan, they probably,
Hell, did this exist in the coded version? Did they get super bosses? How would that work on a mobile phone?
Maybe not, but I mean, if that's why they added for recoded, but also Street Pass was a thing, really, for them, they really used it.
Yeah.
On the DS. Here,
we didn't as much.
Yeah, no.
Well, it was Pioneer on the DSi stuff.
Oh, yeah, because of Flipnotes and stuff, huh?
I thought it was 3DS.
Well, the 3DS made it system level, but DSi was the first inklings of it.
Don't forget, Japan's a little bit more intuitive than us. I say that because it was maybe last year they have one of those things called Fitbits. They have Fitbits that you can put Digimon on and evolve them that way. Yeah, and you can actually had spots in parks where you could actually walk up to it and scan the badge or scan your wrist, and then your Digimon will get leveled up or get different forms and stuff.
I want this.
Yeah, but we can't have it here because America hates everything.
I like Digimon. Fuck Pokemon. Give me the Digimon toys.
Yeah.
Call me back when Yo-Kai Watch can become a thing, finally.
God, poor Yo-Kai Watch, man. I like that first one.
Yo-Kai Watch 3 was great.
I only played the first one, and I liked it, but,
I have heard nothing but cool things about Yo-Kai Watch.
It is.
Joseph, you would like Yo-Kai Watch 3.
Is it gay?
As good as this game?
Kind of. It's like the adapted Tom Sawyer, but the relationship between Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer was kind of the focus in a way.
You son of a bitch, I'm in.
Oh, God.
I'm on my way to buy Yo-Kai Watch 3 right now.
This is specifically a 3DS game, right?
Yes, and it's $300 now.
Okay. Well, there are other ways to play it, I'm sure.
Yeah, but because Nintendo said, hey, let's release a 3DS game in 2019.
Oh,
he's not wrong. It's $500 on eBay right now. I just looked it up. So
no,
and I bought it at launch.
God damn it.
It's impressive for a 3DS game, I'll tell you that.
Did that game released here? I know that there was one that didn't come stateside.
There are a few Yo-Kai Watch games that didn't come stateside, but for whatever reason, Nintendo said, Yo-Kai Watch 3, 2019, 3DS, let's do it.
Let's go, baby.
Oh, but we can't get Mother 3, of course. Absolutely.
Hey, Mother 3 just came out. What are you talking about? You just have to be able to speak Japanese.
You want to hear the weirdest sign, Dominic, as well?
What?
The GameStop I work at has both Yo-Kai Watch 1 and 2.
I only played Blasters and 3. I did not play 1 and 2.
It's a sign, Joe. You need to get it.
It's a sign. I need to play both. I didn't play all three.
I had 1 and 2, but I sold them, so can't sell them to you now.
Me opening the disc belonged to Emmanuel. That's weird.
Let's travel all the way from Puerto Rico to Missouri. So, yeah.
Something that's data, also Joe. Kind of something data.
That's kind of the plot of Yo-Kai Watch 3 in a way, where in the game, in the original Japanese, they travel from Japan to America, but because they Americanize Yo-Kai Watch in general, he moves from like the north to the south.
Does he find like yokai that have guns or something?
No, the game starts with the southern drawl being too strong and he can't understand people, so he has to get a yokai to like translate and help him understand.
No, that sounds about
fucking
right.
Hilarious.
I need to get a 3DS flash cart at some point. I know they exist, so.
Give me like 5 minutes. I'll send you one.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, damn.
I was going to say, you have mail that works in 5 minutes? Good Lord.
I'm guessing it's email, but yes.
No, I mean like text, you guys. Come on. Goddamn.
All right. Should we go on to questions, comments, or memories? I think we have spiraled out of control, so.
Yeah.
Hey, you keep trying. One day it will happen.
People, please, for the love of God, leave comments asking Mike to do Spyro 2.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'll start do doing that too. If you want that.
I don't.
God damn it, please. Please. So, Mike, you like Spyro 1.
Yeah, well, Dave, I don't care. From the
Spyro 2 is even better.
I watched the entire Open the Super Replay. We're going to go to questions, comments, and memories. First one I got from Harper Valentine. What a coincidence. I just finished replaying Kingdom Hearts 2 today. I only watched the cutscene movie for Recoded, but good golly, is a story nothing. I should check out the game itself sometime. You should. You really should.
You should at least give it 1 hour try, see that it has good gameplay, turn off the stupid story.
So, all right. And from Jeff Flynn, I always defend the lore of Kingdom Hearts. It's way more straightforward than people make it out to be. It's just dense. But Recoded is the one that I can't defend. It's mostly an inconsistent retelling of the plot of the first game, except for the one major late game plot point, which becomes a linchpin for the future games.
Yep.
From Cat Monette, this felt like such a filler game back then. The previous year, we had gotten Birth by Sleep, and the year after this game, we got Dream Drop Distance. So Recoded definitely found itself in an odd spot where it was sandwiched in between two superior games. Not bad gameplay-wise, but it's a game where you only need to know the last 5 minutes in the grand scheme of things. Yearly Kingdom Hearts games back then was nice, though.
You know what, Mike? What the comparison to this is for me? This is the equivalent to the Marvels. All you need to know about the Marvels is the ending and the post-credit scene. And
I still have to see that movie.
I'm going to punch you in the head, Emmanuel. I like that movie.
I want to see it.
It's a fun movie. It's a fun movie. I'll give it that. It felt so much like filler. And that's what this game is. Filler.
The MCU is falling apart, so
it was about the characters, not about.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, the MCU, we got it. It went too long. We lost the point.
Yeah.
All right, and then from the official Laser Time community, I got one. Let's see, from Lee Tran, is it better than Days? I know the story of Days is pretty praised, but I tried playing the DS back in the day, and boy, was it clunky as hell. I think Days is better, but the gameplay in this is probably better. So
Days is great.
That's what I keep hearing about it. Yeah, that. The gameplay in this is better than Days, but obviously the stories will drive Days. So
yes, Days was really good. So all right, and then from the Kingdom Hearts community group from Dale Murphy, I just watched the cutscenes in the collection and just so boring. From the gameplay I've seen in the videos, it does look pretty interesting.
That is true.
Yeah. From McKenna Dodson, I think it tried a lot of fun things and it impressed me for a DS game, though I never finished it. I stopped at the part where you had to like go into all the worlds again. The freaking end of the game. I can't remember too well exactly. It was a few years ago. I do remember having fun with this game, though. Hey, you're right at the end of the game. And from Johnny Pillows, I always say if you combine this game with 358 Story, you'd have one of the best installments in the series.
Yeah.
from Robert Shepherd. It's a small percentage of the overall story, yes, but like all small percentages, they have a highly concentrated amount of flavor to it. And this game really spices things up on gameplay. As for story, we all know that data is just as vital as memory and dreams, as well as how the truth came to light. From you guys will like this one. From Savannah Berlin. I cried seeing Roxas act like such a good boyfriend watching over Data Sora. I had to pause, play it so much from crying.
Oh my god.
So from Ethan Swoop, I had a good time with it, but it's just another one / chain of memories rehash, literally a cash grab.
It only gets gayer from here.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about what I've already seen Dream Drop? I'll say that.
From Claire Knapp.
Even more.
Yeah, it was basically what fans wanted out of a game on mobile, a full Kingdom Hearts game, so they made it barely canon, but gave almost a console scope game on DS. All right, and then from the Kingdom Hearts Save Point group, from Hubbard Michael, Data Sora is always going to have cooler mechanics. Okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
Luxor Cardi, the story is kind of okay, but come on, Data Sora can pull a good combat. What, especially some commands are great. From Cody Johnson, I thought it was a fun game to play overall and would like to see a remaster of it to play, but yeah, it has like no story relevance. I also like how it changed up the level system. From George Daskell, the story sucks, but the game is super fun to play. From Savannah Fish, worst game ever.
Jesus.
From Kristen Norwood, I don't remember the story, but I remember absolutely adoring the gameplay. I want to play it again and experience it again. I couldn't put it down. I'm glad. From Devin Gates, I remember playing this on my old broken DSi and was the first Kingdom Hearts game I played. I didn't complete it until years later when I upgraded to 3DS. Overall, it's a fun game. I liked level replaying in various command styles. Only world I didn't like was Olympus Coliseum. I didn't get past it until I got the 3DS. It's a decent game overall. See, I found someone who played this as their first Kingdom Hearts game. Boom.
Damn.
Earlier comment.
Wow. You have my condolences.
From Nicholas Massel. I remember when my grandmother was in the hospital, I ended up playing through the entire game when visiting at the hospital. Story-wise, it was okay. Rehash of Kingdom Hearts 1, which Chain of Memories already did, but I digress. I did really enjoy the various gameplay styles, plus I'm an IT guy and game design guy, so with all the glitches and everything, I loved. Favorite gameplay style was the turn-based RPG of Olympus.
Interesting. Hey.
From Brendan Rose, I hate that game so much. Fun because it plays like 5 different game styles, but it's so long and just keeps going. The bosses are mean and the story is kind of not worth it.
The bosses do get tough, I will say.
Here's a good one. From Louis Cordero, the command deck was mastered here. It did it better than Dream Dock Distance and Birth by Sleep.
Mm.
So, okay. And from the last group I'm going to read from Kingdom Hearts. From Bruce Leroy. So is this just Kingdom Hearts 1 for DS? Not really. I mean, it reads something, but you're not really.
Wait, what name? Bruce Leroy?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Is that a Last Dragon reference? Shout out to you if that is. Keep going.
Okay. It's not really a remake. I mean, it's not a remake at all. Yes, it rehashes the story, but it's still a different game.
It rehashes a few of the worlds, but it's a new story. It's its own entry.
You want to know what the re and recoded stands for? Rehash.
And from Tony Kuma, I actually liked this game. It was very, very difficult, but the fighting mechanics for this game is way better than 358 over 2 days. But I will say 358 is the superior DS Kingdom Hearts game.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that's everything. So before we go to our last segment, I want to give away a code. Let's see. You're going to get the code for Wolfenstein 3D Steam code. The code is B5TBBXNM7H5GCMG. That is the Steam code for Wolfenstein 3D. All right. And let's go to Shelf Stacker Box and... let's start with our princess, Phoebe. What about you?
I mean, from what I remember this game back in the day, it's definitely going to go on the stack. Because I don't have a DS, and Square Enix hates us currently.
That is fair. All right, and Joe?
This is also going to go stack. As much as I played through most of it, I think a lot of the gimmicks are actually pretty cool. I wish I could have seen like more of them. And I'm kind of interested to see what they did in Castle Oblivion, even though it's really, really weird that they would end up doing that. But at the end of the day, too, like, I feel like if you really, as much as this is a complete opposite, like, saying for 358, which is if you have a chance to play 358, play 358. But if you have a chance to play or watch Recoded, you might as well just watch the cutscenes for Recoded, especially if they're all voice acted in, like, the PS5 version.
Okay. And Dominic?
Oh, it's going on the shelf. The whole series is going on the shelf. It's going to get off the shelf whenever they make a Kingdom Hearts bookmark collection with this and 358 and 2D Chain of Memories.
Don't worry, I don't think you have to worry about that happening. So, all right, and Emmanuel,
Put it in the box. Now, I from what little I played of it, I think it's good gameplay. I cannot get behind this fucking non-story. I just can't. Like, I cannot drive myself to, like, actually play more than that small bit, even if it is to, like, oh, let's see the other mechanics and all that. Maybe if they re-release it, obviously I'll do it. But as it stands right now, so, yeah, I almost don't want to give it a rating, honestly, because I don't have the full experience of, like, playing it. I've just, like, played 1 hour and watched it. So I'm basically only just putting it in the box because of how much I don't like the non-story in this.
Oh, that's fine. Because, I mean, for you, it's just a story, so, which there wasn't one. So that makes sense. You know, that's fair. Okay. All right, I'll go last. I'm going to put this on the shelf. I really had a good time. I really enjoyed the game. It wasn't bad. I got to knock another DS game off my list of DS games, so I had a good time. Fun game. Story doesn't matter, but the game's fun, so that's fine. Sometimes you just need good gameplay, and you know, for people out there that were like looking for a handheld game, and you like Kingdom Hearts, and you got a decent one right here to play with a lot of replay value. So yeah, going on the shelf. All right, and I should mention what we're talking about next week. Next week, you can hear us talk about Control.
Control. Chaos Control.
Not that Control.
That's a different Control.
Hey, we did an episode on Shadow the Hedgehog, though.
Hey. Oh, God.
Where nobody enjoyed themselves, so. There was no fun hand playing through that game, so.
Thank God.
That game's bad. But yeah, you'll get to hear about Control next week by Remedy, so look forward to that. Great game, by the way. Spoiler. Mm-hmm. Game's actually
that gets a seat on the shelf for me.
I was going to say, it's a Remedy game. Is it being a good game a spoiler?
I don't know. Some people don't like Alan Wake, Kobe. So,
well.
Alan Wake 1 is a stack.
Well, time to find out where Emmanuel lives.
I told you already, I'm in Puerto Rico, babe.
Yeah, but I'll know your address.
And you never will.
Hey, hopefully, my 40th birthday, I want to visit Puerto Rico. If I visit Puerto Rico, I'm definitely going to go meet Emmanuel. So. Yeah.
You're going to look outside, Phoebe. You're just going to see me like on like the Kingdom Hearts 1 raft and be like, come on, Phoebe.
I would go with you.
Let's sail across the Midwest.
You're going to be like, how the fuck did he get here?
Wait a minute, I'm landlocked. Where did this raft come from?
He's landlocked too, so. But I think a better stage.
I made it here in only a fish and a bottle of water.
Thanks.
All right. And Dominic, where can we find you at?
I am in the Overboard Facebook group. I'm also on Dissonant Waves, the YouTube podcast about music. You can find me on Twitter as well at DACICHOCKI.
And Phoebe.
Hi, I'm the Let's Play Princess. You can find me on Twitch and YouTube, where I do a bunch of different Let's Plays or even challenge runs of different games. Currently, there's Virtue's Last Reward. When does this episode come out?
Next week.
All right, then I'm still doing Fallout 3. There's currently Slay the Princess on Twitch. And going to be jumping over to Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I can't wait for that.
Rebirthening.
And you can also find me on Twitter where I post polls asking people what they want to see next.
What's Twitter?
Oh,
X, sorry.
We'll get there.
Hey, it's still around. We keep making that joke in Kingdom Hearts. X is still, Twitter's still around. Still
yeah, don't there. Worry. We'll get there.
All right, and Emmanuel.
Hey, twitch.tv/CommandLightheart. That's where you can find me. Sometimes. Whenever the hell I do.
I'm hoping you started streaming more, haven't you, again, or a little bit?
I haven't streamed in, like, what, 3 weeks? Four weeks? I don't. I'll try to.
I really should stream, but I don't want to add that to my list of things I do. So, I thought about it, but...
If I can find a more comfortable chair, maybe I'd do it a little bit more. But also, it's that, you know...
I know.
I was like, okay. I'm in a metal folding chair. What kind of chair are you in?
Why are you in a metal folding chair?
Because they're cheap.
It's one of those office chairs.
Can't you just go grab an office chair from down the hallway in the factory you live at?
I will.
When you stream, I mean, they should let you do that during your break time. You know, when you're
motherfucking time.
it's not gonna stop, baby.
Until I move, then it'll end.
Then it will end. Yes. Hey, if the factory had their way, you guys would all have rooms, little apartments above the area. So if they had their way and you work 7 days a week.
Chained. Maybe even rechained.
Oh. Memories, yes. Kingdom Hearts. Bye.
All right. If you enjoyed this episode, there's over 550 other episodes of this podcast. Everything we do is on Podbean. You can just type, and you can go to our Podbean, you can search, type in Kingdom Hearts. You will see all the other content we do. Also in the show notes will be all the other Kingdom Hearts episodes. Type in Star Wars, type in Batman, type in Spyro. Ah, there's a Spyro 1
episode. Yeah, Spyro 2, Spyro 2, Spyro 2.
It's not happening this year, I can tell you that much. Because this year is pretty much done, so. for at least the schedule wise.
Unless we decide to boot up Kingdom Hearts 3 a lot sooner, I guess.
I'd have to change something else then, because I have the whole year almost planned.
I know. I'm just, if we ever get to the point that we're desperate, like, we need to know what happens.
Okay, you know what? I changed my mind. Phoebe's also getting bonked on the head.
Oh, no.
How long to beat a Spyro 2?
Spyro 2's, like, very short. I can beat it in, like, 6 hours.
7 hours. All right, you know what? I will make you happy. I will put Spyro on the show for December.
Yay!
Spyro 2. So Spyro 2 is on the show for December, right before Earthbound.
Good.
It's only happening because it's like the 20 something or something. It's some milestone. That's why I got put on.
Don't forget to put the Night Before Christmas GBA game for Christmas.
Oh yeah, no, that's gonna be a mini. But yes, we are doing that. I don't know what the Christmas game yet is gonna be for this year. That's my empty slot.
So make it easy on yourself. Do the GBA game.
There enough to talk about?
Do the Grinch. Haven't you done?
I kind of want to do the Metroidvania. It's a Scrooge Metroidvania game that came out.
What?
Oh yeah, forgot about that.
Me too. I forget what it's really called.
Good too.
That's okay, gonna be our.
Find out what the hell that is, and
you can you could do the Grinch video game.
Yeah, the Grinch video game. Mitos. He played through the whole thing. He did a full Let's Play, and it's actually like pretty solid. I think.
I think Ebenezer in the Invisible World is what's gonna win because I want to play that. So.
Hell yeah.
What is that the Metroidvania?
Yes. Okay. That's going to be our Christmas game for this year that I'm calling in March, apparently, or February. Well, depending on when you're hearing this. If you're still listening to this episode. So, all right. And if you want to support the show, we do have Patreon, Little Dog. You can vote in our Patreon poll. You will see a link in the show notes. Definitely please go support the show. And we have Discord. Join our Discord, Emmanuel, and talk with us. More people join us. So, right. And while you're shouting my awesome intro and outro, credits to Helena at Hell Has Free. You can follow her on TikTok, Twitch, Instagram. You will see a link to the link tree in the show notes. Definitely go check her out. She's TikTok famous. Awesome person, too. So definitely go check her out. Please follow GamerLooks40 with Bill Tucker, who's on the show many, many times. And check out Nomads of Fantasy and the 10 Domain podcast. And please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Threads, TikTok, Squirrel Videos, YouTube, audio only. But we are on all those different platforms. Always have. And review us on Spotify if you're still listening to me. Please. It makes me happy. All right. I think that's everything I need to say. So we will see you guys all next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye. Data.